The second reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. Jesus heals many people. Jesus and his disciples, including James and John, left the synagogue and went straight to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with fever, and as soon as Jesus arrived, he was told about her. He went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. After the sun had set and evening had come, people brought to Jesus all the sick and those who had demons. All the people of the town gathered in front of the house. Jesus healed many who were sick with all kinds of diseases and drove out many demons. He could not let the demons say anything because they knew who he was. Very early next morning, long before daylight, Jesus got up and left the house. He went out of the town to a lonely place where he prayed. But Simon and his companions went out searching for him. And when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus answered, "We must go on to the other villages around here. I have to preach in them also, because that is why I came." So he travelled all over Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and driving out demons. Praise be to God.
Well, I was going to ask Tom to show us a picture, and he's just wandered off. Sorry, Tom. I've got a piece of artwork I wanted to show you initially, because I wonder if Jesus is the answer when we are tired or weary. And this is, thank you, Tom. You can go away again if you want to. It's a piece of artwork by a Japanese artist called Soichi Watanabe. And it's called... Now, I have got the... Wants to get this right. I wrote it on such a small piece of paper, it got lost in the bottom of my bag. Together with Those Who Weep. And that's the title of the painting, Together with Those Who Weep. And so I think you could probably imagine that Jesus... is the one at the top, but then Jesus may be in the middle or at the bottom. However you see that picture, the idea is that it's illustrating a Jesus that is with us when we weep, or when we're weary or tired or depressed or just in need of that re-energizing. I want to think a little bit about the roles of Jesus today, and especially in that reading that we had from Mark. And I want to think of him as four kinds of people. I want to think of Jesus as a teacher, a healer, a servant, and a dancer. Let's think about his role as a teacher first. We're told in the Bible that Jesus teaches with authority. He was confident in the message he gave. And he not only used words and stories, he taught by example. His actions communicated his message too. And that's why he attracted such a large crowd wherever he went. They clung to him, eager to learn, and perhaps eager to see a miracle. I can imagine that Jesus' teaching was uplifting. He always prayed before he preached and taught. He showed the way to the kingdom, and he challenged those not worthy of entering the kingdom of God. And the people learned how to please God and how to lead others to the kingdom too. Jesus attracted large crowds, and that's probably not in our remit. But if we can reach just one person and tell them about the way of God, perhaps we can help to lift a burden and refresh that one person in the name of Christ. Let's think about Jesus as a healer. In the Gospels, Jesus links his healing to forgiveness, to freedom, to affirmation, to peace. He gives people the ability, when healed, to take their place again in community, to be affirmed as members of their community. He gives new life, but not only physically, he gives new life socially and emotionally. Our reading tells us how Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law. She was sick in bed, and no doubt feeling weary and not very satisfied with herself because she couldn't serve the people in the way she wanted to. And we hear how Jesus took her by the hand and helped her up, and she became well and waited on them. Jesus took away her weakness, her sickness, and refreshed her so that she could continue in the work she wanted to do. And we hear too of all the crowds that came seeking healing and renewal, and Jesus healed many of those too. Healing in community is just as important as physical healing, and it helps us, when we are healed and refreshed, to play our part again in society. And when we see Jesus' compassion towards others, then we learn to be compassionate ourselves. Because Jesus was a servant. He's often referred to as a suffering servant. He suffered at the hands of the religious leaders and the Roman soldiers. And yet he emptied himself in order to offer himself as a gift to all people. And I think that's seen especially in that compassionate approach that Jesus had. He showed compassion to everyone who suffered in any way. He served them, and in doing so, he served God. He was compassionate with Simon's mother-in-law and to all the people that came, the whole town. If we can learn to serve like Jesus, then in doing so, we gift ourselves too. We gift ourselves in his name, recognizing the gift that he gave to us. So number four, Jesus as a dancer. Can Can you imagine Jesus dancing, full of the Spirit, bringing wholeness and healing and renewal? His is a dance of liberation. Liberation from weakness and weariness, despondency and disappointment. A dance of life in the face of suffering. And maybe all those he healed joined in his dance too. And so can we, when we feel weary or weak or tired or despondent. We go to Jesus for new life, a re-energizing, a renewal. Whatever we face, we can dance with him, trusting that he will indeed lift us up, and we too will soar on wings like eagles. Amen.